report for today. Thank you for listening.
Your poultry market news from Des Moines, Iowa, here on Chasm Radio. Let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana. Our special national FFA reports are brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency, Midsota Manufacturing, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Minnesota Farm Bureau, Mike Breath Construction, Minnesota Corn Growers, and Minnesota Farmers Union as well here in this Tuesday edition. Luke O'Leary joining us. Luke, how are you doing today? And Luke, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today? I'm sure it's a busy day for you.
I'm good, Joe. It's been a busy day, but it's been quite a good one kicking off this convention.
Well, Luke, you are the National FFA president. Boy, oh boy, how fast can a year go, Luke?
It is remarkable, honestly. It's a cliche saying, but it really does feel like yesterday that we were just formed as a team, and now we're back here about to elect this new team, and it's pretty exciting.
You know, nowadays, too, when folks think of the FFA, it may have, morphed over the years and what FFA stands for, but still there's a lot of core values and core details when it comes to FFA, right, Luke?
Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot about our organization needing to remain relevant for the future. We talk about how are we going to stay on the forefront of both our industry and in the classroom, and I think we're doing it in a lot of ways without losing who we are, and that's a leadership organization rooted in agriculture. We're proud of that. We're proud that we continue to grow and remain relevant but still be proud of who we are.
Also during the year, Luke, you guys really cultivate a lot of relationships with business and corporations too who support FFA. Is that right?
That's absolutely true. You know, it's a huge part of our year as a national officer. We get to see that side that members don't often get to see, which is the side of so many individuals and companies that are behind what we're doing. Whether that's helping us out at events and helping us out financially, we see so much support from so many different leaders in our industry, which a lot of students then get to connect with following their time in the FFA. It's a powerful connection from the classroom all the way to their careers.
Luke O'Leary joining us here at Noontime News. What's the energy? What's the excitement level at so far? I know it's early in the week.
It's a lot of excitement here this week. You know, even though we're at the start of our time at convention, we have so many things already going on. We just had a luncheon to welcome everyone here in Indianapolis, and we're seeing that already our events are kicking off. We have students beginning to compete. We have delegates already in committees initiating change in our organization, and, I mean, we're going. Ready or not, here it is.
Luke, yourself representing California, other officer team members, Alabama, Oregon, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Michigan. What's it like to integrate and come together as a group with a variety of different backgrounds and how you grew up around the U.S.?
Well, it's honestly an incredible symbol and picture of what it looks like to be a part of this organization across the nation, and also what it looks like just to be a part of the United States of America. You know, with all these people from different places, and we've gotten able to see glimpses of each other's homes, what that looks like to come from, you know, myself on the Central Coast of California all the way to my teammate Ridge, comes from the plains of Oklahoma, to my teammate Laney, who comes down very far south in Louisiana, and we get to see each other's cultures somewhat collide on our team and get to appreciate where we all come from, and it sets us up in a good position to go out into the year and to be able to represent students from all of those places and even more than that.
Luke, can you even wrap your mind around FFA and what FFA has meant to your life?
It's difficult to. You know, this morning I had breakfast with my two ag teachers who just traveled into Indianapolis from California, and we were able to just talk about the very first moments that I walked into their classroom and then to today. And I've spent a third of my life, from 14 years old to me today at 21 years old, wearing this blue jacket and being a part of this organization. It's hard to put into words how much it's meant to me, but it's a big part of my life, and excited to pass on this role of national office to the next team at the end of this convention.
You know, finally, Luke, we have a lot of our area chapters starting that, multi-hour car drive to national convention. What's your message to maybe a first-timer on what to expect this year?
Oh, just to get ready and to feel the power of this isn't just something in my hometown. This just isn't something in my little classroom on the side of my school campus. This is a huge organization that believes in something bigger than any one individual, that we believe in every single person's valuable identity and uniqueness that they can bring to organization, and how much we can create by belonging to an organization that spans across the entire nation and to even to territories of the United States. I remember as a freshman coming to this convention and thinking, what did I get myself into? But I'm excited. It's a different feeling to be in a completely different state than you're used to, surrounded by people that believe in something that you do too. There's nothing quite like it.
National FFA President Luke O'Leary joining us from Indianapolis today. Luke, we appreciate your time. Have yourself an exciting week as you wind down your reign as a national president. You've done a great job, and have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy, okay?
I appreciate that so much. We will have a good time. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We appreciate your time. Luke O'Leary joining us here from the great state of California and representing the FFA as National FFA President this past year. So, yeah, one of six national officers, and we'll have coverage all week long talking to some of the national staff and officers and also trying to reach out to many of our local chapters as well. This report brought to you by the Minnesota Farm Bureau, Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, Nelson Insurance Agency, Osa Midsoda Manufacturing, Minnesota Farm Bureau, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Mike Breath Construction, and Minnesota Farmers Union. We'll look at news and M&N up next.
If you're on Medicare, you know that some Medicare out-of-pocket costs can be very expensive, but help is available for those who qualify. Medicare